Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're in the third day, Pat, third day of the government shutdown.
Still shut down.
Yeah, but they're not telling you that it's only 25%.
They leave that part out.
Yeah, I can get that part out. So it's 25%. What's that sort of like saying, you know, VFM Radio is going to be here, but we're going to turn the bathroom light out, you know, and we're going to suffer through it, you know, find our way in the dark. Yeah, yeah, it's 75% from what I understand reported by the news sources that, depending, I guess, which one you're listening to.
Yeah, right.
But obviously, I think it's good, too. It's good for us to find out, you know, when... who is the federal government?
Mm-hmm.
And you start looking to see who's actually complaining. You go, oh, I see. So it's not just, it's not the 530 people in Washington, D.C. It's actually all this organized labor,
right,
working for unions for the federal government. It's this one or that one, that type of thing. And you think, oh, my goodness. It's sort of like companies when people are marching and protesting in front of certain corporations and they are upset with the company,
right?
But it's a publicly owned company. It's that person was hired by somebody to manage it, called the CEO,
mm-hmm.
And who actually owns that company is your neighbor, who's getting those payments every month from the bottom line, and
right?
And they demand bottom line numbers because they want a check every month,
exactly.
And so people are marching in front of the chairman or the CEO's house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, look what you're doing. And he's going like, it's your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the federal government, I mean, you have to understand, Americans are employed by the federal government. And so we have to understand, are we hiring too many people? I mean, if we're hiring more people to work for a particular government, that it makes no money. It can't make money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the government.
Right.
All it can do is take money to be able to fund it, which means you have to make more money
right,
to be able to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this, if we actually had less government and less people working for the government, which means you have to pay less taxes, and then you could hire them. You could actually hire them and pay them the money to work for your company. I mean, granted, they can't hold the country hostage,
mm-hmm.
or, you know,
because...
A union, think about a unionized federal worker. Think about the contradiction of that. A unionized federal worker is a union can bargain. They can determine their pay. They can say you're going to pay us this much and that much. Not talking about unions. I'm just talking about unionized federal worker,
mm-hmm.
which of course is a federal government, and it's a government by the people and for the people. So these folks work for us. But yet, if they unionize, and they have, then they come together, they bargain, and they decide, and they push, they nudge their bosses and say, this is how much money we want to get paid, this is our health care, this is our bonuses, vacations, or whatever, which is typical, you know, American pay package.
Right.
And in those realms. And so then the particular department head goes to the political appointee who was appointed pretty much by the executive branch at some particular time or Congress and tells them, listen, you know, we have no choice. You know, they voted and we have to, not the American, not mm-hmm. America, but the Americans who unionized in the federal government. And so therefore we are not really have enough money in our budget to be able to pay which the money that our federal employees are demanding from us. And so then they carry it to Congress. And then Congress says, well, we don't make money.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get you more money? And next thing you know, what happens is they come on C-SPAN and they come out to us and they go, listen, we're going to need to raise the taxes, because when we raise the taxes, then we finally got some money, because you're the ones going to pay the money into the government so that they can actually pay these unionized workers.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the problem with this. This is the problem with this. It's cool for people to get paid for their work. That's not it. This is the problem with it. They don't make no money.
Right.
And it's a government by the people and for the people. And so we have a union determining what your taxes will be every year. I'm just making a long story short. Let's cut out the middleman, mm-hmm. and let's just say a union official says, the federal union says, hey, we want more money. And so he says, we want more money, and this is how it's going to be. And since you can unionize now as a federal worker, that goes straight to your representative who looks at you and says, I'm going to have to raise taxes because they make no money.
Mm-hmm.
So now your congressman, this is why they were such a, I believe, bogged down so much, because all authority seems to be usurped in America, mm-hmm. and you have this underlying Jezebelic form of government, usurped authority,
mm-hmm.
manipulating authority, but yet they can't stand in that place of authority, so they have to push the front man out there, which is the person that you sent to, you know, Washington or whatever, and mm-hmm. they come out and they have to say, you pushed me into this machine where you allowed these guys to unionize, so they're actually telling me that I'm going to have to tell, you're going to have to pay more money in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't have the cake and eat it too. You're either going to have to trust God, that God's going to touch, bless the work of your hands, or you're going to have to trust your own manipulation and your ability to unionize and force people
mm-hmm.
to do what you think they're supposed to do for you. And that's, as a matter of fact, that's what we're continuing to talk about, is because the government's on shutdown today, and we're talking about Saul Alinsky concept of organizing, because you think about it, it goes right in regards to unionizing. And think mm-hmm. about, wouldn't that be something if the reason why it was shutting down is because the tax bill is so high, because the average federal worker, according to CNN News and these different sources, is $70,000 a year.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
And this is like somebody who's doing, you know, you're delivering your mail or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's cool to deliver the mail. I'm nothing against that. But yeah. It's like, 70 grand? Oh, my goodness. You know, I remember delivering mail and Emeco oil with a little cart pushing it through an 11-story building when I was young.
That was you? You did that?
Yeah. I actually delivered a car. I had a cart, and I would deliver. They would put all this, well, it was plots and stuff where mm-hmm. They would make explosions that would go down in the soil. And the sound waves would determine, the shell, is it rock, is it oil, or whatever, and they would plat it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have these big blueprint-looking things. And this cart, and I would just push the cart around 11 stories and meet everybody in the whole place.
Right.
And I was very young, and I remember going into the office and said, this big, huge office. I mean, it was a huge office. My friends and I were, at that time, we were thinking, hey, we got to get a job with the oil companies. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what you got to do. And this was definitely BC, you know, before Christ.
Right.
And so, but I went there, and I remember walking into this big guy's office. I mean, it was like the corner office, you know. I didn't know what that meant at that time, but I felt what it meant when I walked in, because it's this huge room, corner room, windows on both sides, up in the high rise mm-hmm. in the city. And I looked, and I stood there. I must have weighed about $180, I don't know, $150. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and we looked at each other, and he asked me a question. I said, I can do this. I didn't know what it was.
No idea.
And he looked at me, and he said, I'm going to give you a chance. I was amazed. I was so thankful for that. But I had to go in there and present myself and go through the processes, but I had to stand there
mm-hmm.
and say, here I am, you know, and tell them, you know, I'd work.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was, I would work.
Yeah.
And I began to work for Emeco Oil. That particular that? Time. And American Oil, go figure, right? Remember America used that oil?
Do we?
Yeah, I don't know. And it's America Win now, I think. But in the context of maybe, what if the government is on strike? What if the government is on shutdown because mm-hmm. of the pressure that unionized Americans forced the government to pay them more money? And since they can unionize in the federal government, you can't, you know, break up unions and all these kind of laws they've got. It's like, this whole thing is Jezebelic. What if it was a Saul Alinsky model that was used, you know, what if they used tips from Lucifer, you know, to just he dedicates his book to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking more about that, because it's very relevant what's taking place right now. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.